Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to you seeking first your kingdom. And we do so confessing that very often we come seeking everything else and then your kingdom. Help us today to learn to get our priorities straight, to get our prayers straight, to come first seeking your kingdom and trusting you. Provide us with all that we need, both for this life and the life to come. We do pray that the words of my mouth together with the meditation of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight. Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A man traveling to America on board a passenger ship had saved up his money. When he had enough finally to purchase the fare to travel, he got on board. But he knew he needed yet to save even more money, and so he carried on board with him enough cheese and crackers to feed himself throughout the voyage. On the last evening, before he reached our shores, he decided to splurge a little bit, and he went to the main dining room of the ship. He sat down at his table. He opened up the menu. He saw everything on that menu that you could ever want when you're on board a ship. Everything except the cost. Nowhere in the menu was there a price listed, so he summoned a waitress to come over and speak to her. He asked about the cost, and she said, "Well, there is no cost. The cost of the meals is included in your fare." All he had to do was place his order. All he'd have to have done all along to receive his meals three times every day and more, all he would have had to have done was come to the dining room and place his order. Misunderstanding the ship's ticketing system had cost him what was rightly his. There are many Christians, many who follow Jesus, who are just like that man. Believers who are spiritually impoverished because they do not realize all they have to do is to ask to receive what God intends for them. In the first letter of John, the Lord writes to us with the encouragement to ask with confidence so that we will receive all that we ask of him, all in accord with his will for us. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 read like this. "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him." Simply put, God gives his spiritual riches to those who ask him. That's the confidence we have in approaching the Lord. A confidence based on who God is and what he has done and still does. Again, we're focusing, we're studying prayer, and our confidence in praying is not some cause and effect thing. It's not a magical formula. It's not some law of the universe. Our confidence is based on the promise of the omniscient, all-loving, omnipotent God. He wants only what is best for us. He knows what is best for us. And he can and he will give us what is best for us. That's the kind of God he is. That's who he is. And everything he has done proves it. Romans 8:32. God, who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" Here's your grammar lesson for the day. Romans 8:32 is a corollary argument called a fortiori. A fortiori, it's really argument, is made from the greater to the lesser. It's like this. If a man can lift 100 pounds, he can surely lift 10 pounds. So the Lord, who gave up his own son for us all, will most certainly give us anything, everything else that we need. God, who did such a great thing as giving up his son to die for our sins, will certainly do the lesser thing of giving us, along with that great gift, the spiritual blessings that we need for the life we live by faith in him. That's what he has done. That's what he still does. This is his invitation from Hebrews 4:16. We are challenged to approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The Message says, let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. That's what he wants us to do. That's what he wants to do. He wants to have us take the mercy and accept the help that he is so ready to give. But there's a condition. We must ask. You heard it a moment ago. If we ask anything, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Now Jesus underscores that in his famous sermon, Matthew 7:11. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? And James reminds his readers, who apparently were and perhaps apparently are spiritually impoverished, you do not have because you do not ask God. To be clear, askers receive from God. But those who don't ask don't receive. Again, from the letter of James. When he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. It's an added condition. When we ask, we must ask in faith. When we pray, asking the Lord for what we want, asking him for what we need, we must pray with the certainty that God not only hears, he answers our prayers. And he does hear. He will answer when we come to him with a clean heart and an obedient spirit. King David wrote about his life, "If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." And from earlier in 1 John, "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask because we obey his commands and do what pleases him." The Lord is always ready to help us do what pleases him, eager to contribute to an obedient lifestyle. But he will never be an accomplice to evil. Remember our theme verse? If we ask anything according to His will, it's very basic. Asking in accord with God's will means asking Him for the very things He wants you to have. Things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. No pun intended. That would be a very fruitful life. We've talked about confidence and conditions. The confidence we have in praying to the Lord and the conditions for doing that. Now also the certainty that is ours from petitioning the Lord with our prayers. We are certain that He hears us. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of Him. That He hears us is so much more than just a function of the ear. It's not just that our requests register with Him. It's not just that they are noted in His daily journal. It means rather that God is acceding, that He is agreeing to our requests. He is responding favorably. He is saying yes to all that we ask for in accord with His good and gracious will. In fact, we are so certain that we'll receive what we ask for that we are able to say thanks even before we see the reality of it. Remember the man on the ship? He prayed that he would have enough to eat on his journey, and he did, even if it wasn't the answer he might have expected. God's way of giving might surprise us. If we ask for faith, He may answer that prayer by sending us trials in order to grow our faith. Ask Him for the ability to love, that He may place some unlovable people in your life in order to give you more opportunity to practice loving others unconditionally. If we really want the spiritual riches He has to offer, He will give them to us. Jesus said, and we sang it earlier, "Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Jesus didn't just say it. He promised it. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused upon Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen. Our worship continues this morning with the profession of our faith, and we do so in the words of the Nicene Creed.